And talking all things weather now, our weather expert Simon Evans on the line. Morning, Simon. How you doing?
I'm doing well, John. Been very busy lately.
Oh, been always, always busy, Simon, aren't you? What have you been up to this week?
You know me. Well, I went for a walk with Katie and Gavin Kitchen on Friday around Holies and Prison and around Beasley Shooting Range. I've got videos of that on my YouTube channel. I even helped my friend Dino. He got his foot stuck in the mud. It's very muddy out there. Oh, my God.
Oh, I can imagine. Flooded.
It's awful. We had to pull him out. He got his foot stuck in the mud, and he got his shoe came out, or he got stuck in the brown, but his shoe out of the boot. So I had to help him put his back into the shoe, and Gavin Kitchen came to rescue. We both helped him out, and it was a torrential heavy down rain. Rain was heavy on Friday. It was supposed to be. The Met Office forecast was wrong. I knew it was going to be heavy under that starchous cloud. I knew it was going to be heavy rain. I was right, John. It got it wrong from the Met Office.
But yesterday, I found myself in Dorset, and it was like, you know, started off being a lovely sunny morning. So I thought, yeah, let's go to the seaside because it's a nice spring morning. And we got there, and then 1 minute it was really hot. Next minute it was pouring with rain, and it got chilly. It was just like all over the place yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, we have some St. Martyrs clouds in the sky. The atmosphere was very unstable. We had thunderstorm clouds over the county, so locally across the southeast and southern regions. I was right about hailstone showers yesterday, and there was a bit of thunder around as well, and sheet lightning across the area around the UK. Very well scattered. It was very... I expected it, but I think a lot of people weren't expecting it because they saw the forecast. Showers. There wasn't any showers in the morning, but it was more in the afternoon. But they did come in the end. I was right about that. And I got a few videos over London City, like a big menacing cloud over the House of Parliament, which is coming towards. It's like something out of sort of horror movie, like, oh no, there's dark cloud coming towards. What are we going to do? quite a sight.
I have a computer screen, you know, Windows working computer screen, and I can see lots of cloud above the towers of Woking. So is it the heavens going to open later, do you think?
Well, I think it's mainly supposed to be quite a nice day today, sunny and cloudy,
okay.
High of about 12 Celsius. It won't be too much rain today, it should be quite pleasant. It's going to be on the driest days of the weekend, which should be good. But it does turn unsettled next week, of course, working time locally, unsettled, unfortunately, especially on Tuesday now. These forecasts of the change as usual, it's blowing around, and it looks like we might get a named storm next week called Kathleen across the UK. Potentially, it might be named Storm Kathleen if the wind strength picks up or the rain strength picks up. It all depends on a lot of variations, but there's a low pressure, unsettled weather conditions coming from the southwest of the UK next week, basically.
Okay, so kind of unsettled, named stormed. Expect anything really with the weather. I think that's what you've got to, this country, we kind of get used to that idea, don't we?
Well, the problem we've got Greenland blocking over Greenland. We need to shift that Greenland out of Greenland. We need to get low pressure over Greenland to get nicer weather across the UK. Our oscillation is negative, and the North Atlantic oscillation is negative. That's why it's so cool and chilly and not so warm completely all the time. We just need to shift it out of the way. If we can shift that, I mean, my thoughts to my sister, worst case scenario, I said to my sister, if this Greenland blocking doesn't shift and it stays like this, unsettles throughout the summer, about the year, into the next winter, we could be worse off for floods, which we don't want to see.
No,
but this is worst case scenario. I'll be informing her about it anyway, keeping up to date.
So next weekend, of course, is Easter. What can we expect? You know, people coming together for an Easter meal, maybe going for a walk in the afternoon. I mean, is it going to be a nice dry day, or what's the weather going to be like next weekend?
It's going to be very 50-50. You could get some dry days with sunshine, but it might be unsettled some days with those thunderstorms and maybe very strong winds and maybe a named storm called Storm Kathleen. So it's going to be very mixed, basically, John Andrew.
Okay, very mixed. Okay. Interestingly, we're talking to you this morning, as we always do on a Sunday, but we have another weather expert. We're talking to a lady later. Her name's Jo Farrow, and she is from Net Weather. And we're talking about the perfect conditions to dry your clothes outside. So I've got a little clip. I'm going to have a listen to this, see what you think of this.
Okay, the ideal conditions for winter and early spring months is a temperature of around 12 Celsius, and you need a moderate breeze as well, so around 15 miles per hour. And with those two, you've got ideal conditions at this time of year.
Yeah, so she's basically saying 12 Celsius. You mentioned 12 Celsius. So is it ideal conditions today? Do you think stick the washing on the line?
Definitely. Very, very good weather conditions. You've got a nice little breeze from the northwest. Bit chilly though, not very warm air. But it would be enough just about to dry your clothes out. So yeah, it's just about ideal.
Interesting.
Conditions to do it, definitely.
And- We'll hear that conversation later with Jo, but she was saying that actually it's not just about it being a hot day, you know, you need a bit of wind as well coming in. And actually, temperatures as low as 5 Celsius, which I think last year we kind of hit that around 5 Celsius each day as an average temperature. So, yeah, you can potentially dry your clothes on the line all year round if you're kind of think about, as long as it's not raining.
As long as it's not raining outside. The problem is this winter we've had so much rain every day.
Yeah, no,
it's very impractical to put things out to dry.
Yeah.
So depends what kind of wind you get. And if you get a dry spell, perfect. The trouble is, if you get a frosty, cold weather condition, a northerly Arctic blast or an easterly wind, the clothes won't dry out. They tend to freeze overnight. So that's the other problem you've got to add into it. So it depends on.
Depends on the weather conditions. Also depends on the sort of clothes and the material. With lots of sort of variables there. But do you tend to, you know, dry your clothes in a tumble dryer, or do you stick them on an aero indoors or on the line outside? What do you tend to do in your house?
Well, I tend to put the delicate silk clothes on a dryer in my over a radiator or over in my house, or so over the top on the hanging on my hook. I've got the radiator to dry the clothes out on. Or I tend to put it in the tumble dryer, so I don't tend to put. But the problem with my back garden is it's not very sunny, John, through the winter months, and it's only in the summertime you can put stuff dry up there. So it's not very practical in my back garden for drying things in, basically.
Do you know what, John? I don't own a tumble dryer myself, but sometimes I sort of wish, you know, I could just chuck in a tumble dryer if I had one, because you know you dry stuff on air as indoors, and it's going all around the house, and you're just trying to wait for it to dry. It takes days to dry. It's very annoying. But we're going to talk more about that later, so you can listen to that of interest. What's on your YouTube channel at the moment, Simon?
Well, we've got walks around Beasley Common and Cheating Range, which is quite a sight. I even got one of a church on my sheets of, you name it, the church called Live Super Incredible St. John's Baptist Church, which is incredible. It's about 168 people have already viewed it. I put it on last night. I've got a video of Wildflowers, which is 40 views. I've even got a video of a grey bag with potatoes in it, which is 44 views. I've even got a bee that's my front porch, which is 42 views. It's incredible, John, literally.
Mm. Oh, you mentioned I had a bee, or a giant bumblebee, and it kind of got stuck in a spider's nest, a spider's web, so you can see it sort of hanging in the window. And then I saw a spider actually making its web on my window in my sort of study at home. That was really beautiful to watch.
Wow, incredible, John.
Yeah. I probably should have got a picture, actually, but I was just sitting there, you know, watching, looking out the window, watching this happening. I mean, nature's a beautiful thing, I think, particularly as we head into spring. So, thank you.
There's a lot to look forward to.
There is. And thank you, Simon. We always look forward to speaking to you on the programme. How do we find you on YouTube?
On Simon H. Evans.
Simon H. Evans. Go check that one out, and we'll catch up with you soon then, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
I certainly will, John Anders. Thanks a lot. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
There we go. Simon there. Have a look at his YouTube channel. That's Simon A.G. Evans.